T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan, do you think that Matt Eberflus is more inclined to continue to play this style of ball with the idea that he could win more games? I'm not saying that he's completely throwing Justin Fields' development out the window, but as a head coach, you're game planning week to week to try to win that game. I imagine that there's something intoxicating about winning.
There's no question about it, and that always has to be a head coach's wiring. Now, the complicating factors come when you get together with your general manager and you have the periodic Zoom out sessions and you say, listen, like nothing benefits us to get to 6 or 7 wins this season if our quarterback is garbage and we haven't put him in enough situations to gain experience. And so there has to be a balance. You have to be able to balance both of those things. In a game like yesterday, when you're playing a bottom tier opponent, I think you try to win the football game at all costs. And now that said, I do think that if Matt had to do it over again at the end of the first half, you want to put your quarterback in a position to gain experience in a 2-minute drill of a close game at the end of the first half that they kind of botched, right? And that was Matt Eberflus' first game management issue that we've seen through 3 weeks, where you go, oh man, you had 3 timeouts in your pocket. You had a chance to give your quarterback a chance to make some plays and maybe go squeeze a field goal and some life and some momentum out of the end of that first half. And they just mismanaged it, got a first down from Khalil Herbert, got kind of flummoxed by a Texan substitution, and then ultimately ran one final play where Justin got sacked and the clock ran out. And that was one of those moments where you say, boy, that's a first-time coach kind of not really being up to the challenge of that particular situation.
I do want to focus a little bit more on the first half. I thought that drive is emblematic of what we saw entirely in the first half. The third down choices that were also made, the drawn third and long, There were these elections to run the ball in places where, man, we know you're running the ball. Did you really have to do it on third down? There was a lot of conservative calling in that whole half.
It's a fear factor, and it's a distrust of your passing attack. And now I think what we're still trying to figure out is just which parts of this passing attack do the Bears trust the least? Is it their quarterback? If so, that's a problem. Is it the receiving core? Understandable. Byron Pringle leaves that game yesterday with an injury, leaves Soldier Field in a walking boot. They still haven't had Bayless Jones out there. Mooney hasn't gotten unlocked. Is it the protection up front? Okay, we got to explore why they're not getting enough protection up front. There's a lot of issues they've got to get shored up. And ultimately, when it results in you deciding, oh man, we're not even going to try to get 3rd and 6 here. We're going to give it a, you know, inside handoff to Treston Ebner for 2 yards and live with a punt. Now you've got problems, right? And it was one of those days yesterday. It started on the first snap of the game. They mishandled the exchange on the first snap of the game. And even though they got a field goal on that first drive, you go back and watch it, there was just sloppiness throughout that drive. Even Justin's first completion is an inaccurate ball to Pringle. You know, later in the drive, he kind of stumbles over Montgomery's foot and then he misses EQ on an open shot to the sideline. There was everything was disjointed and disrupted and dysfunctional. And before I got sniped one of those first 2 times a little bit ago, I was going to tell you that the Bears had the ball 12 times on Sunday, and on 11 of those possessions, they failed to complete multiple passes, right? This is the 2022 NFL. If you can only have one drive in an entire game where you complete 2 passes, you got big, big issues that you got to get figured out quickly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.